up at Boddington. Now, overnight, Anglian Water have said that they think the pump is fixed and that water supplies should be restored. They were delivering bottled water to about 1,400 properties yesterday. They also, though, say it will take a while for the pressure to build back up. So has it? Let's speak to someone who is in Eden, shall we? The chair of Eden Parish Council, Keith Simmons. Morning, Keith.
Good morning.
Have you got water?
We have water. We do have water running out of the taps, yes. Which is delightful, obviously, in this heat, but it's less hot today, fortunately, as well. But
So when did it come back on?
Well, as always, it came on last evening and then went off again. I mean, we're well rehearsed with water outages in Eden. We've had about a dozen since 2018. And everybody tends to keep bottled water in the house anyway. But, yes, it's on, always on and off.
Why so many?
Well, we are on a mains system that runs from Thorpe Mandeville. And I listened to your program yesterday, and you had, or today, and you've had the manager of the pub there. The reservoir is near there, and it's piped up through our other villages. We had many, many outages 4 years ago. Even and all on the hottest days. And if you remember the Queen's Jubilee before she passed, that day we had no water in the village and we're having a street party. It's always on the hot days. Mm-hmm. But eventually we were created such a furore that Anglia did replace a water main from Colworth to Eden. But it's got to get from Thorpe Mandeville to Colworth first. And that's where they haven't replaced all the mains. And so you've still got that vulnerability. Our bit seems a bit better, but this is the first one we've had, or the second one, I think, we've had since that main's been replaced. But it's just old infrastructure and lack of investment.
Yeah. What strikes me is, so we were speaking to people yesterday, bearing in mind that the water had gone off on Monday afternoon, and there had been no delivery of bottled water. Now, you must have people in your village who are elderly or who are sick, who are desperately in need of some kind of drinking water. That seems crazy.
Absolutely.
That there was such a delay.
Absolutely, and Anglia are supposed to have this list of vulnerable households if you register. And I'm in contact with one of our residents who, just as a matter of course, we go and collect her prescriptions for her because she can't now drive. And I actually chose to ring her whichever day, I've lost track, Tuesday, saying, have you had a delivery? Because I knew she was on this list. And she'd had nothing. And she didn't get anything until the rest of us got something, or not all of our village, parts of our village got something yesterday afternoon about 4 o'clock, just as the first return of the water came on. But they've missed roads. Complete roads in our village have been missed. Whether they stopped delivering because the water was supposed to be back on, I don't know. But their system and their records must be well out of date. I mean, our village has got 220 houses, about 350 residents. It doesn't really change that much. We get the odd house put on. The records must show the size of the village and where the roads are. The roads don't change, so they must know where they should deliver. But the system just doesn't seem to work, and it's not up to it.
And you forget, I suppose, how much you take for granted water. You know, just, I mean, yes, drinking through the tap or whatever, but, I mean, even just to flush the loo, you can't do that.
Well, that's right. All modern plumbing systems, as soon as your mains water's off, everything stops. The old systems where you had a system with a ball cock retained the water. These systems don't work like that. Your water goes off the mains, everything stops. You can't flush the loo, you can't wash, you can't do all those things. And it's always in 80 degrees or, my old money, 30 degree heat.
It's in the 90s, wasn't it, if you're talking old money?
Well, exactly right. And it's always like that. And it's just, you know, you get really frustrated by the fact, but also the way Anglia deal with it is not very impressive, because is it better to be told that your water's going to come back on 6 hours and then not, or to tell you the truth and manage it and saying, we don't know how long it's going to be, we are going to start delivering water, and they get on with it straight away? That's the frustration for me as a sort of a leader of our community. We never quite trust. I mean, those dozen outages, not once have they ever repaired it or got it back up when the first sort of warning, oh, it'll be back in this time. It never works. It's at least 4 or 5. And often, when it comes back on, it goes off again, because if it's, well, this one was a pump, but if it's a leak, they put the water back in the pipes and somewhere else goes. Mm. You know.
And I'm no expert on the geography of the villages around there, but I mean, I presume, because there are some places, I think, that are a bit higher up on a hill that are still struggling because of the pressure.
Yeah, we're quite high, actually. I think we're about 350 above sea level. Someone in the village will correct me. It might even be higher than that. But, we are up a hill, because obviously when we have floods, we're not affected by the flood, but we often can't get out of the village.
Well, Keith, we're glad that it's back on, and hopefully, now that it's been talked about a bit more, we might get some kind of answers from Anglian Water and when this does happen again.
Before you do go, we're in a split constituency. I know Sarah Ball, who's for South Northants, has written to Anglia. Well, coincidentally, our councillor, Alison Eastwood, let me know yesterday, or I was speaking to her, and someone had spoken to our MP, Stuart Andrew, and he has got a meeting coming up with Mark Thurston of Anglian Water soon. And they've asked us to brief him fully on the outages. So I would recommend that anyone in our area or the Daventry constituency write to our MP very soon with their experiences so that he can fully brief Mark Thurston, who's the new Chief Executive Officer of Anglia.
Okay.
Mind you, his track record, a little bit difficult for us around here because we're surrounded by HS2 works. He was 5 years as the chief executive of that successful operation.
Well, we won't go into that right now, but thank you very much for your time, Keith. Keith Simmons, who's chair of Eden Parish Council, and he mentions split constituency. Well, one of the MPs is Sarah Ball, the MP for South Northamptonshire. She's going to be joining us on the programme a little later.